Thank you and good afternoon. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 22-year-old Jeffrey Joaquin after he exchanged gunfire with a Round Valley tribal officer earlier this morning. Two tribal officers responded to a residence in Covelo after the homeowner saw that Joaquin was approaching his driveway armed with a shotgun. One of the officers drew his duty-issued shotgun and ordered Joaquin to drop his weapon. Joaquin refused and fired a round at the officer, and the officer returned fire twice before witnesses yelled at Joaquin to drop the weapon. Joaquin dropped the weapon and then fled the scene on foot. It is unknown if Joaquin was struck by the rounds that were fired. However, the tribal officer was uninjured. Anyone with information related to Joaquin's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office responded to two separate attacks on Monday morning, each of which resulted in the death of a man and a woman, respectively. Around 2:30, a man, later identified as 55-year-old David Saldano, allegedly stabbed two men, one of which succumbed to his injuries. The other victim was transported to the hospital for treatment. Saldano was later arrested and booked into Del Norte County Jail for homicide, as well as assault with a deadly weapon. About 4 hours later, Del Norte deputies responded to Silverside Circle in the Klamath town site and found a woman who was shot to death. Witnesses saw a pickup truck leave the scene, and Del Norte County deputies relayed the information to other surrounding counties. Later on, a California Highway Patrol officer in Humboldt County spotted the truck near McKinleyville and contacted four adults inside: 32-year-old Sonique Pratt, 33-year-old George Johnson, 25-year-old Marcellus Woodard, and 36-year-old Natalie Wright were booked into Humboldt County Jail for murder and conspiracy to commit murder. They are in the process of being transferred to Del Norte County Jail. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast as rainfall and wind gusts are expected tonight. There will be isolated thunderstorms over coastal waters, and the storms could produce small hail as well. The outlook is in effect for the coastal and interior areas of Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties. Heavy rain, wind gusts, and mudslides are a possibility with a frontal passage coming Thursday night and into Friday afternoon. Four Humboldt County students are going to state spelling bee competitions, following the 34th annual county spelling bee that was held at the Sequoia Conference Center on March 11th. At the elementary school level, which is 4th through 6th grade, two co-champions were named, Isaac Young from Cutton Elementary and John Gerving from Jacoby Creek. The two will compete at the state level on May 13th in Stockton. The junior high level saw two co-champions named as well, Leah Eider from McKinleyville Middle School and Kai Hansen of Sunnybrae Middle School. Both will compete at the state level on May 6th in San Rafael. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino deputies arrested multiple Covelo residents over the weekend who had multiple felony warrants out in their name. Deputies first conducted an enforcement stop after locating the vehicle with traffic violations on Highway 162. Law enforcement arrested the driver, 38-year-old Jose Mejia, and the passenger, 27-year-old Bridget Frank, after a records check showed four felony warrants amongst the two. They were booked into Mendocino County Jail. Deputies later conducted another traffic stop near Little Lake Way and contacted 34-year-old Joseph Hoagland. Hoagland was found to have a felony warrant for several charges, including second-degree robbery, use of a firearm in the commission of a felony, as well as being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was subsequently booked into jail. The Northern California Horsemen's Association presented the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association with a $600 check, money that will go towards the large animal rescue project. The project aims to train emergency personnel on how to conduct large animal rescues, and the check is part of numerous donations, fundraising, and grant funding that have gone towards training cost. Arcata Battalion Chief Sean Campbell, who is organizing the project, said that he has been impressed with the community and the support they have given to the project, and they will train 50 emergency workers, including firefighters, police officers, and others, in how to properly rescue large animals. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.